Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC joining us in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Joining us today is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. The LMIC is a consortium of land grants, as they do a lot of the research on the livestock markets on behalf of land-grant universities around the country. And Jim Robb indicates that as we take a look at our current cattle markets, things are set up to where we're probably in better shape than we were at this time a year ago.
We're at a point where we're making better than average margins across those sectors of the industry that are margin players. We even have, you know, cattle feeding returns that are much better than a year ago. Still nothing to brag about, but we have had some positive closeouts compared to the huge losses last year. So I think we're setting a foundation for not being as dramatically negative as a year ago. The margin players are doing much better, especially the packers and the retailers. And so there's some room here to continue to feature beef, for example, on the retail side. And there's room for packers to revert back to maybe their normal summer margins and to provide a floor to fed cattle prices.
And Jim Robb says perhaps the key factor that's out there right now, the fact that our market is current, a big, big difference from 2015.
I think that's the biggest year-to-year difference. There's a lot of year-to-year differences compared to last year. Pork story's different, exchange rates are different, but most importantly, we're really not setting up the industry as we started to do, you know, this time last year. We had very high feeder cattle prices last year, and the incentive for cattle feeders was to hold the animals on feed because they really couldn't make money by bringing in animals. That whole story has changed dramatically year over year. These feeder cattle prices have clearly adjusted to the economic reality in the marketplace of today. And then if we look at these marketing rates, I mean, especially steer slaughter levels compared to a year ago and the weights of the steers, those are both indicating that we're moving cattle through the marketing system much more in tune with historical patterns than the very slow pace of a year ago. So as we look ahead, we've had good marketing rates, and we continue to have that in these summer months. We don't set ourselves up for the delayed marketings and then the snowball effect that we had last year in terms of the cattle market. So this year looks quite a bit different. Obviously, we're at lower prices than we were a year ago, but we don't think the markets unravel like they did in the fourth quarter of 2015. And so it does not look like 16 is a repeat of 15. And I think that's important for producers to keep in the back of their mind.
And as long as 2016 does not repeat the history of 2015, as far as the market plunge in the second half of the year, it's enough to say hallelujah if you're a cattle producer. Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers at the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.